Bringing awareness to the ever-growing opioid problem in the city was the goal during an emotional afternoon at the David Busby Center, Friday. Teachers and students at the CTS College Addictions and Mental Health Program dropped off socks and a cash donation to the Mulcaster Street facility to honor the son of one of their peers. Amy Runyons was there today for her 20-year-old son Andy John, A.J., David Callahan, who died January 12 of a fentanyl overdose. We're here today to bring awareness to the pandemic that is happening with opioids and the young people and young adults in this city and the surrounding area, Runyons said. This is the goal every day, to get these young people help and stability when it comes to drug use. The group had initially brought a clear garbage bag full of socks, which Runyons had wanted to give the shelter, but they also donated some cash to assist where needed. Stefani Hayes Adams, who is the coordinator at the Addictions and Mental Health Program, said when Runyons, one of her students, needed to help raise awareness, the class pitched in immediately. We needed to be there for her son AJ, Hayes Adams said. Amy told us she wanted to gather socks and get them to Busby and on top of that, we were able to raise funds and awareness. It meant a lot to everyone to be here and do this. Busby Center Executive Director Sarah Peddle said she remembers Callahan as someone who used the facility's services. Any type of awareness we can bring to toxic drug overdose is so important, an emotional Peddle said. We as a community need to finally start realizing this is a real problem. It has been for a long time and it is going to get so much worse. We're losing way too many people and it's heartbreaking, she added. Runyon said there are many people dying after being turned away for help due reasons from lack of resources or their circumstance not being considered serious enough. If people didn't turn a blind eye to the opioid crisis here in Barrie, there may be more resources and help available, Runyon said. There may be parents who didn't have to bury their children at the fast rate that we are doing so.